This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress is facing plenty of deadlines in the coming weeks, and one of them involves passing a new half-trillion-dollar farm bill. For months, the fight has been over cuts to the food stamp program funded through that bill, but there are also changes being considered on how the government helps prop up the price of milk, Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports.
There are about 50,000 milk farmers in the U.S. who decide independently how much milk they're going to make. And this, very simply put, makes the dairy market really volatile. If prices get too low,
the federal government becomes a buyer at the wholesale level, just like Pizza Hut.
Andy Novakovich is a professor at Cornell University.
Because they become this new competitor, it forces everybody else to get their prices to realign.
But some politicians feel that farmers should have more skin in the game. They want a program that acts like insurance. Mark Stevenson is with the University of Wisconsin.
And you'd make a decision about how much of my milk do I want to protect.
But if the price of the grain used to feed the cows goes up, it generally goes up for all farmers. And that could mean a huge payout by taxpayers. On the bright side, Stevenson says no matter which course Congress takes, milk prices should remain about the same. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.